past the four, with my legs up on the dashboard. Only thing in my pocket is my passport, passport. Back and forth, I'll take that lift, that's all you asked me for. With my legs up on the dashboard, only thing in my pocket is my passport, passport. Back and forth, I'll take that lift, that's all you asked me for.
From the team behind Clip Music Video Festival comes Clip TV Premieres. Check out the latest unreleased music videos from Australia's most talented artists and filmmakers. Join our next premiere on January 21, where we showcase videos from Donny Benet, Parker, Forrest Blaine, Sam Newton, and more. Screenings are followed by exclusive Q&As with the creators, then a networking happy hour. Tickets available from ourgoldenage.com.au to see our partners.
Hello and welcome back to So Hot Right Now, your weekly dose of arts and culture. Right there we heard from Brockhampton with Sugar off their latest album, which I'm currently really into at the moment. And then just before that we heard from Edmo, that was Luba Lift. And right now we are talking about One Solara, One Saltwater, which is happening as part of Sydney Festival. It is a multifaceted project taking place at both 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art and UNSW galleries. So combining performance, art and conversation, this project celebrates the diversity of contemporary visual and material culture throughout the Pacific and the Great Ocean. So I'm joined by one of those featured artists. This is Paula Schaffhausen, whose work entitled Ebbing to Gola is currently on display at 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art. Good morning, Paula.
Talo Falava, thank you very much for having me here today. And it's pronounced Ebbing Tangaloa.
Tangaloa, thank you so much for correcting me.
No worries.
Would you be able to start just with explaining a little bit more about One Solara and what that term means and how that might inform? Oh, so it's a pidgin word from the Solomon Islands, meaning one salt water or one ocean, one people. Do you have any connection to that term, or does that mean anything to you?
Oh, absolutely. I think we're all connected by the ocean. So the Pacific is the biggest ocean in the world, but, you know, everyone in the world is connected by the sea. So, yeah, it means everything to everyone, I think.
And the sea and the ocean is really central to your work specifically, and your work kind of talks about climate change as well. Kind of what inspired you to explore these concepts in your practice?
Well, really, it was just watching the news and being super bummed out that this was actually happening, and the Pacific Islands and any low-lying islands really around the world are going to be majorly affected within the next 20 to 30 years, where, you know, most of their low-lying beachfront area is going to be washed away. And it's quite horrifying. And yeah, it just really kind of resonated with me, because I just thought about all the beaches that I'd grown up looking at as a kid and swimming in, and I was like, my goodness, all those villages and places are going to be not there soon. And, you know, like all those families that have graves, you know, their family's graves and stuff. And once you take people away from land, that's when you start losing language and culture. So, you know, that's pretty much, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be displaced and, you know, climate refugees very shortly.
100%, if not already.
Exactly.
And was there a specific inspiration behind the work that you're exhibiting for this exhibition?
My inspiration was, I was trying to have a conversation, you know, like I said, firstly about my fears. And so I wanted to find something that kind of united us all. So I chose a tiki ornament from the Cook Islands, because they are the only island that actually still represents the god figure. But we are all connected in the Pacific through Tangaroa. So Tangaroa is the prominent god. It's just said in, you know, different ways, Tangaroa, depending on where you're from, Kangaroa in Hawaii. But he's supposed to be the prominent god for all of our Pacific Islands, ancient prominent god. So I chose that figurine. And I just wanted to make a work that sort of spoke about all the Pacific Islands and not just one in general, not just Samoa, Mike Island. Yeah, so that just sort of kind of fitted in quite beautifully that I could find, make a sculpture out of that.
Yeah, and the sculpture is made out of coconut oil and found materials. So obviously the materiality of this work is one of the most interesting elements. What drew you to these materials in particular?
Well, I wanted to do something that was about, disappearing and melting away. And so I tried to do it out of water, but that just became problematic. And then one day, actually, I was in the bathroom in New Zealand, and in, different tape wrenches, coconut oil actually hardens or, turns into liquid. And so I was like, oh, that's hard. And I thought, let me try doing it out of coconut oil. So that was really like a happy sort of, coincidence and a kind of, one of those moments where you go, oh, eureka.
It's actually the perfect material.
Yeah, because it also speaks about the Pacific Islands as well.
In what sense?
Well, coconut, anything to do with coconut oil, that smell. So yeah, it's good because it adds a sense of fragrance to the show as well.
Yeah, so definitely. It's a really strong kind of sensory experience in that way.
Yeah.
And so the sculptures of Tuggalawa and embedded in the coconut oil are different kind of materials. I've seen oysters and kind of leafy things and also rubbish. So what's the kind of commentary there?
Well, I wanted to collect high tide sort of debris that washes up onto the oceans the beaches around Sydney, because I think it's important that the works actually are part and parcel of where they're being shown. So I just thought that the high tide sort of wash up, whatever comes up on the ocean, it's like that's eventually going to be, kind of what happens later on when all the oceans rise. So,
and when you've done this work in other locations, have the materials been vastly different or kind of similar?
It's usually coconut oil based. I've done a show where I've used cacao, so koko Samoa, which is the pure cocoa. So, and that's a killer smell as well. So, So, and that was more of a conversation about my European and Samoan ancestry. So, like when the first Europeans moved to Samoa, they brought like coffee, cocoa, so it was that sort of conversation as well.
Yeah, kind of all the materials or resources of colonization, particularly cacao and coffee as well. And so obviously the coconut oil, as you mentioned, has a scent, but it also will change every day, every minute. And what does that kind of transformation and destruction mean conceptually in this work for you?
I just think that it speaks quite simply to what I'm trying to say about global warming and just how it's changed. It's so changeable. Weather is so changeable now. I mean, look outside, it's crazy weather. And then, 2 days ago, it was like booming hot. So it's just kind of a conversation that, everything changes so fast. And and just with what's happening with all the temperatures rising, it's like, once things melt away, it's never going to be what it was before. So it's like, those statues and sculptures will never be the same, even though they might harden, but they'll never, ever come back the way that they were supposed to.
It must be interesting kind of making a work knowing that it's going to be ephemeral. And so you're being exhibited alongside a lot of other artists, both at 4A and across UNSW galleries. What do you think there is to be said for the conversation between the different works and the artists on display through One Solara?
I think it's an amazing sort of conversation because they're very powerful works throughout the whole of both galleries. And I just think it's just it's nice that it's a show that is about, it seems to me, about Indigenous artists and about sort of their conversation. So it's always lovely to see, Indigenous artists being praised and like being allowed to show in these amazing spaces. So I think it's powerful stuff.
Definitely. And then I guess also, as you mentioned, in the context of climate, particularly at the moment where everything is extremely volatile, it's a nice kind of commentary on things.
Yeah, because, looking at your bushfires, if Indigenous knowledge was actually utilised prior to these, massive burnings, it's like maybe, you know, maybe they wouldn't have happened so severely. So
definitely.
It's, yeah, so it's just, you know, kind of like not, you know, you don't have to look far to get the answers that you need possibly, you know, like there are people that already know.
And have some for good, yeah. hundreds and thousands yeah, of years.
Yeah. No stuff that could possibly help. So, you know, that could be something that, you know, it seems to be the way the world is turning, like people are looking more to indigenous kind of cultures to, you know, help with climate change and stuff. But, you know, and it's like, it's nice that those conversations are actually being had.
And if there was something that you would want audiences to kind of take away from viewing your work, what might that be?
Oh gosh, I don't know. I just want them to feel moved. And like, I wanted to make a work that was simple to understand. Because, you know, I mean, I struggle with kind of getting into art myself, and I just, you know, and I actually want people to, you know, touch the sculptures when they're melted on, you know. And
oh, then, really?
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
it's coconut oil. Yeah, you know, put it on your skin. It's coconut oil. It's, you know, you're allowed to do it. And that's what I actually wanted to allow as well, because, you know, you go on any show, it's like, don't touch the work. Don't stand back, you know. So it's like quite nice to be able to go up to, you know, something and be allowed to touch it. Yeah.
Yeah, it brings a whole kind of different understanding.
Yeah, well, it's a story, you know, my work, I really wanted to do, you know, have a conversation with everyone, because it's not just about, you know, like one little island in the middle of the Pacific. It's like, this is going to affect absolutely everyone. It's not just, yeah, something that's not going to be, you know, touched by everybody.
Totally. Well, thank you so much for talking to us on the show this morning. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So I've just been speaking with Paula Skaphausen, one of the featured artists at One Solara, One Saltwater, which is a project that crosses UNSW galleries as well as 4A Centre for Contemporary Asian Art. Alongside both exhibitions, there's a great series of programs. Today at UNSW, there's a symposium which is happening until 5 p.m. And then also tomorrow, there's a panel discussion at 4A, which Paula is speaking on, along with a scientist and I think a journalist. So there'll be a really fruitful conversation there if you'd like to hear more of what Paula has to say. And right now I'm going to play a song from GL to take us up to the end of the show. This is Night Habit.
Us in passion, we'll be love. I'm speaking in tongues, and now I'm reading you out. And all the bitches out here writing themselves. What's your direction? And we don't train to be loved. Sometime it happens, and it's happening now. What's your intention? I feel it. Unhinging the dark. I gotta ask a question. Did you fall? your light, the only light I ever shown. Break the walls, my heart, we ride back to the start. No need for expectations, start with nothing and the heart and the dimension. Love leading me to myself, I'm not the only home that I ever left. This my intention.
And welcome to Chimes. Great to have your company. I'm Paul Gough as we explore all manner of great guitar music that jingles and jangles. And on this edition, a lot of new bands that you may not have heard before. We'll dig through.
Spending all my life so long waiting for you to call me. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for, tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. No, it's hard, but we need each other.
I move my wings on my own, don't need nobody, yo. Change your mind when I change my life. Better start believing in myself. And we all out looking for God, so we never see it in ourselves. Shit divine and adventure and movie style. It's hard to tell what a prayer gon' get. You can find me dancing in between the rain drops, trying to find a way to make the pain stop. All the time on the graveyard, got a nigga feeling drowned. My instability's trademark, copywritten in all my decisions. This is not supposed to be a way of living. Turn my temple down into a prison.
Spending my life so long, before I hit a call. You're the only one I want by my side when I fall asleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for, tell me what I'm waiting for. I know it's hard, but we need each other. Know it's hard, but we need each other.
Yeah. Back on Vince with the braces on. You slide out the back without the neighbors knowing. Pose for the picture with the pearly whites. Deadlands zooming in, catching